the Saturday Light Brigade. And it's terrific to be listening to some live performances this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Right now, you've got something special. It's Tom Roberts, who stopped in to say hello, and he's playing a song by Earl Father Hines. What can you tell me about Earl Hines, Tom?
Earl Hines is, I would say, not only the first great jazz musician to come from the city of Pittsburgh, I think he's the greatest of all the jazz musicians to come from the city of Pittsburgh. He has this amazing career, born in Duquesne, Pennsylvania, hit the big time playing with Louis Armstrong Stompers, made some of the classic recordings of the 1920s. But he had this career that stretched all the way up until maybe just a few days before he died in 1983. And one of the reasons why we're here is we have the fabulous Marva Josie. And Marva was the vocalist with Earl Father Hines. And I'll let her tell you all about her experiences with Earl.
I'm really curious to hear what it was like. When did you start singing with him? Hi.
You know, for a long time, everybody said, don't tell anybody when you started with him. But I was almost like maybe 15 years with Father Hines, traveled the world. And it was wonderful because it gave me a chance to do all kinds of music. I'm an opera singer originally, but got a chance to sing all kinds of music because Father's musical ability spanned it over many, many kinds of music just by him playing a note.
Now, do you remember the first time you heard his music?
Yes, I do. It was on a Merv Griffin show.
Now, were you in the audience or were you?
No, I was home with my dad and we were watching the Merv Griffin show. And I said, Dad, he's from Pittsburgh. And my dad said, yeah, I know that. You didn't know that? And I said, no. I said, that's Earl Father Hines. He said, really? And he sang a song. He introduced his family on the show. And I said, you know what, Father? I don't know what jazz is. I'm not sure. But I think I can do it. I'm going to perform with him one of these days. And he said, well, you probably will. Knowing you, you probably will.
And this is growing up in Clairton.
Yes.
And Earl is from Duquesne.
He's from Duquesne.
And how did that first meeting happen?
It didn't happen in Clairton or Duquesne. It happened in New York.
Really?
Yes, it did. I had an agent there who I was studying it. I was studying privately. And one of my people that had been booking me around said, hey, Marva, it was GAC, the agency. You've heard, it doesn't exist anymore. But they said, hey, Marva, you know, is it City Center? It kind of escaped me for a moment. And he said, Father Hines is in town. Have you ever heard of him? And I said, oh, sure. I mean, I'd heard of him, but it wasn't as new as right at that moment. It had been a few years. And he said, he's looking for a singer to go out and do some songs with him and do jazz and clubs and stuff. And I went, oh, he said, why don't you go down and audition? And I went, fine, I'd love to. Meanwhile, I was scared to death.
I was wondering,
yes.
Because all of a sudden you're auditioning for somebody you remember from your childhood who is an international sensation.
Right.
And it's that day you're going to go down and arrange to.
Yes. And I said, well, what does he want? I said, I don't know. Just go down and sing whatever you feel. And I went to the Village Vanguard it was. And he said, go down and audition. And I went down to audition. And I walked in. There were like maybe 50-some other artists sitting around waiting to go on. And I felt like, oh, whoa, I don't know if I should go in here or not. But I did. Of course, you had to write, sign a paper and tell you know, who you are. And they called a number. I can't remember exactly, but I went up to sing and I sang. And I don't think he was that impressed, but he didn't let me know that.
Do you remember what song it was you played?
Misty.
Oh, you picked a Pittsburgher song.
Yeah, I did. But I figured, well, I went home. I called my mother and I said, my dad. And my mother said, I said, Mom, can I sing jazz? She said, you better hurry up and sing some jazz if Earl Father Hines is interested in you, you know, auditioning. If you're interested in auditioning for Father Hines, go and audition with Father Hines. And I went to the Village Vanguard and I auditioned. And they called me back about maybe 2 days later to come down and sing for him again. And he said, hey, little girl, you interested in going to travel and sing and play clubs and concerts? And I went, yes, sir. Yes, I would love to. I had never thought I would be chosen to go out and, you know, and travel with a musician as a Father Hines as category. And I auditioned and I went, and I think we went to Russia the first trip I'm nervous, of course, but it was Russia, and I prepared myself and I learned some songs. We had rehearsals and had to get the passports, and it was a while, and everything was conditioned to travel. And I
now, what were you doing before you auditioned?
I was at GAC.
Okay, so you were taking gigs here and there.
Well, I was into classical music.
Okay.
I'm an opera singer originally.
I see.
And still studying with Ralph Lawando from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And continued to study and was very much into classical music and opera.
So this was a huge life changer for you.
Yes, it was. It was.
I want to come back and ask. There's more I'm thinking about, Tom.
Actually, the thing that I'm just so touched by hearing Marva talk about this is, if you were to hear Earl talking about his childhood, he's basically saying exactly the same thing that you did. He wanted to be a classical musician. He wanted to be a, he studied only classical music throughout his childhood. He grew up in a middle-class family and didn't hear jazz until he was a student at Schenley High School and wandering around in the hill, and he heard some guy playing. It was the first jazz music he had ever heard, and he said, well, I don't know what this is, but I want to be able to do that. It had a good beat. So it's very – I would imagine that what Earl saw in you was something that was a big part of himself.
I think so.
That's very. I was very touched to hear you tell that story.
When did he find out you were from the Mont Valley?
Well, after I talked to him for a while, he said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Clareton, Pennsylvania." Well, where's that? And he said, "Oh, you're from back in Pittsburgh area." And we got into that. And he said, "Yes." And why do you want to sing jazz? And I say, "Well, why not? I think it's beautiful." You know. Well, I hadn't studied jazz, but I had studied classical music. And my mother said, and my dad said, you know, we've been paying all this money out, and you better hurry up and sing everything.
Well, there's a tremendous opportunity to experience, I'll say, some history, not in the performers, but history in that they're going to be bringing Earl Fata Hines to you to some extent through Tom Roberts along with Marva Josie on December 9th. It's part of the Arts in the Transit series, which is in the great room of the historic National Transit Building, 206 Seneca Street in Oil City. It starts at 7:30. It goes until 9:30. I'll give you a phone number in a little bit in case you want to get additional information. But it's happening on December 9th. What an amazing opportunity to enjoy a Friday night and to hear some great music. And maybe we're going to hear a little sample.
Why don't we do a little number, Marvel?
Okay.
Now, Marva has told me that Father, Earl, always called her Marvel. And she is a Marvel. So why don't we do Deed I Do for the folks out there in Radio Land?
It's an oldie goodie.
It's an oldie and a goodie, and they're all good. And these are the numbers that Earl would always try to throw in and put his own little touch on.
Thank you. You know I do. Oh, you know I love you, baby. You know I love you, baby. Honey, did I do?
Marva, Josie, along with Tom Roberts here at the Saturday Life Brigade. And, oh, that was just unbelievable
Thank
to hear you,
you
singing. And the two of you, how long have you been together?
What time is it right
I was going to say. So you've really, it's exciting, this concert's coming up, but your relationship is relatively new. How did you find each other?
Oh, gosh.
I can tell you. It's really funny. Roy Saun, former violinist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, called me one day and just said, oh, do you know this girl, Marva Josie? I said, Marva Josie? The girl that sang with Earl Hines? He said, oh, yeah, I was playing with her last night. I said, what are you talking about, you playing with her? I said, she's here in Pittsburgh. I said, you're kidding me. Of course, I had seen Marva's album. You know, when I was a kid growing up, Earl Hines was my hero. I loved Earl Hines, and I didn't realize he was from Pittsburgh at first. I just heard the way he played the piano. I said, that's how I want to play the piano. And then when I found out he was from Pittsburgh and from Duquesne and kind of in the same area that I was from growing up in Swiss Hound Park, it was like, here we go. Here's someone I can really connect to. So I was aware that Marva existed because I would see her name on these records.
Sure.
Like, wow, I'll never get to meet her. But here she was. And so Roy brought her over one afternoon, and we had a little jam session and got to know one another. And she is every bit as nice as she sounds. We did do a show in Oil City for the 4th of July. So that was our little warm-up. And it is kind of challenging to get together with the Ortner Roberts duo's ridiculously full schedule, thank goodness. But we're putting together a heck of a show for the folks. It'll be a, kind of a career retrospective on Earl. And so Marva will sing tunes that were associated with Earl throughout his lifetime. And she'll do numbers that she was featured with on all those good old albums that she made with Earl.
And this is a good night. You know, if you have some of those albums, bring them on to Oil City that night. I'm sure you'd be happy to autograph some. It's fun for you, isn't it, to see those albums and sign them?
Oh, it is. It is.
You can bring that album or CD.
They are CDs. They've been reissued on CD.
Or just an autograph book. But most of all, bring your ears. December 9th, the Tom Roberts duo with Marva Josie, and this will be at the Arts in the Transit series. And the phone number there is 814-678-3017, 814-678-3017, or go to ocartscouncil.com. OC is in Oil City, artscouncil.com. Do you recall in your travels, you mentioned Russia before, but any, I know you've played at the White House and the Vatican. Any particular highlights or places that as you think they are just crystal clear, like it was, you know, yesterday, or you can just remember being in one particular place?
You know, every place we played was like that. Because when I went over there with Father Hines, they weren't used to seeing black people yet. And I remember we were standing outside of a marketplace one afternoon. And this little kid came up to me and he took my hand and he licked it. You know, and it was like, they think you're a big chocolate drop.
Where was this?
This was in Russia.
Oh, wow.
This was in Russia. And another time we were in the dressing room and there was a soldier, I guess he was, with a bayonet. All this on his shoulders, and they were speaking in Russian and saying that his superiors were telling him not to move and everything. And as soon as the superior left, he walked back and he knocked on the door and he said, Mrs. Ojde. And I said, yes. He said, may I speak? And I said, you know, I was kind of scared.
Yeah.
He said, oh, are you married? And I said, I am. And he told me his name. I'd like to talk to you. And I said, oh, very nice. And he said, you're very nice. And I like your music. And I said, you like my music? He said, yes, I've heard some of your music. So, you know, it's like wonderful when people think that of you and know you when they don't know you, really.
It's something to think the way music can transcend so many barriers and geographic as well as social barriers.
Yes.
I want to tell a story. There's my experiences now with Marva. I do a lecture about the history of Pittsburgh jazz in the 20s, the forgotten history of Pittsburgh jazz. And I was doing it about a week ago in Monroeville. And at the end of it all, people were just sharing stories. And a gentleman raised his hand and said, I don't have a question. I just want to tell you a story. I was living in Washington, D.C., and I can't remember the year that he said. And Earl Father Hines was there at Blues Alley, and I told him that I was a school teacher at Schenley High School, and he went to Schenley, and he just sat down, and he was as nice as could be, and he had the greatest singer with him. I never knew what happened to her. God, I'd kill to see her again. Her name was Marva, and there
wow.
it was. And and I said, well, sir, I can tell you, you can get to see Marva Josie one more time on December 7th. Well, not one more time. This is going to be the first of many times.
Yes.
It's just so wonderful to hear fans of the music that really remember seeing Hines with Marva and just being so touched by it and just so impressed. And it's you should be very proud of yourself, young lady.
I'm very thankful. I really am, because I've had so many experiences where when I went on the road, you know, from New York, I was very straight about the way I looked and wore my hair pulled back straight. I didn't want to overdo anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore my makeup a certain way. Everything was very straight. And this lady walked up to me and she says, why are you so straight with yourself? She said, you pull your hair back, let your hair hang down, put some lipstick on your cheeks. And she was telling me how to dress.
Huh.
Then one lady said, shave the hair on your arms, because I'm very hairy. You know, I went through a lot of stuff. So when I tell people these stories, they crack up. And they say, why don't you just tell her to bug off, you know?
Well, first of all, you don't need to do anything.
Well, but you know, as a woman, when you're out on the road traveling and you meet many kinds of people in many areas, many kinds of places, they do have a right, or they think they have a right to come up and say things to you. Father used to say, everybody be nice. Now, don't be being nasty to nobody. And I want to say, lady, why don't you bug off? But I never did. I never did. So.
Well, you let your voice do the talking and do everything.
Yeah.
I'm curious about what some of the things you've been up to lately. But before we do that, would you like to sing another song?
Oh.
Do you want to sing a blues? Do you want to sing the Marva Josie blues?
Which one is that?
I don't know. You make it up as you
go
along.
Okay, well, 24 hours.
You're listening, by the way, to the Saturday Light Brigade.
Okay.
Thanks for doing it. Marva Josie and Tom Roberts.
Thank you. Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I feel this way. Honey, I don't know why I love you. Don't know why I feel this way. If I could just hold you, my darling, 24 hours of the day. I need your loving, need your loving every day. If I could just hold you, my sweet darling, 24 hours of the day. 5 o'clock, early morning, 6 o'clock. Till the morn daylight, come on and squeeze me, squeeze me, squeeze me till the morning light. Honey, I don't know why I love you, don't know why I feel this way. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love me.
You know how hard it is to get me to be speechless. My goodness, you're just amazing, Marva. Just now, before meeting Tom recently, had you been singing much?
Around the Pittsburgh area, you know, with the groups that are around and they call on you. I had been doing some things. I had traveled. I've done some prison tours from, Columbus, Ohio to St. Louis, Missouri. I did some of those, and those were rewarding to me. But I haven't done all the things I wanted to do in Pittsburgh.
Well, I hope you're going to be able to do a lot more, because the two of you together are just terrific. Now, Tom, are you going to have another musician with you at Oil City?
Well, we didn't realize that we had to have another musician until just recently. My wife is unavailable that evening. So our regular drummer, Tom Alrick, who's appeared on Saturday Light Brigade, will come on there, because Tom will just – he'll just do whatever has to be done.
He is a good person that way.
He is a good person that way. Sometimes you get a drummer and they just want to take over everything. Tom Alrick will just do what needs to be done and not get in the way and just let Marva be marvelous.
Well, I hope that you'll be able to consider heading up. It'll be Friday, the second Friday in December, December 9th, the Tom Roberts duo with Marva Josie, December 9th, 2011. And it happens at 7:30 in Oil City. And it's the great room of the historic National Transit Building, 200 Seneca Street. You've played there before, I think.
I got married there.
Yeah. And it's really quite a building, isn't it?
It's a beautiful. It was Rockefeller's office building when he was in Oil City. It's a beautiful space. It's a great place to hear music. And come on out, folks.
Yeah, you can go to ocartscouncil.com for more information or phone 814-678-3017. We have time for one more if you want to do one. I want to thank you for being here.
Okay.
Oh, great song.
And what's your website, Marva?
MarvaJosie.net.
Thank you both, Marva Josie and Tom Roberts at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain. Stop your crying, be happy again. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Be happy again when you smile.